A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6. And knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness. Here again we find the word self-control, which means self-discipline, because we're looking at a series of short talks on discipline. We looked at practical daily discipline in your daily habits of life, which create your character. We've also looked at how discipline does not mean that you are creating laws in the sense that you're trying to save yourself by law, but because you are saved, you are disciplined, because we read that it's a fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, that part of those different fruits is self-control. Now Peter tells us the same thing when he speaks about the different aspects of faith, the part of a Christian character, and he says, and add to this, you add that, and then you add discipline, self-control. Now, in the realm of emotions and moods, God expects us to be self-controlled as well. There has to be discipline. You must bring your emotions and moods under control. Yes, God wants us to be warm-hearted, but if you are too warm-hearted, you can have the wrong emotions. With the warm heart must come wisdom. Otherwise, you'll end up doing and saying foolish things that can be regretted later on. We need to distrust our sudden impulses to say or do something, Peter himself being a typical example. So when he writes this word in 2 Peter chapter 1, it is a Peter who has been given the spirit of self-control. He changed. For instance, in Proverbs 15 it says, a good man thinks before he speaks. The evil man pours out his evil words without a thought. And so it is in our realm of emotions, even regarding having a close friend. Be careful that you don't become so thick that you are possessive and exclusive. Sometimes inordinate affection is unhealthy and harmful. That's why the Lord Jesus says, pluck out the offending eye or the offending hand or foot. And in some situations, that's exactly what you must do. In the realm of moods, be careful, because they can swing like a pendulum. But with self-discipline, self-control that Peter speaks about, these moods won't hinder our work, our behavior, or our relationships with others. If you're a slave to your moods, you're going to make mistakes that you will regret later on.